Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Yankees blew past the Red Sox 9-1. The Mets beat the Pirates 7-6. The Phillies downed the Marlins 7-4. The Blue Jays swept the Rangers in a doubleheader, taking Game 1 5-0 and Game 2 10-0. And after a shooting outside Nationals Park suspended the Nationals-Padres game on Saturday, the two clubs resumed play yesterday. The Padres took the Saturday match 10-4, while the Nationals rallied to take a second game 8-7. The Metropolitan Police Department says three people were injured in the Saturday shooting, which was an exchange of gunfire between people and two cars. Police say they don't believe the ballpark or fans were a target. In golf yesterday, Colin Morikawa closed with a bogey-free 4-under 66 for a two-stroke victory over Jordan Spieth in the British Open. Morikawa finished with a total 15-under 265. That's the lowest score in the 15 times the Open has been played at Royal St. George's. And Morikawa is the first golfer to win two different majors on his first try. He won the PGA Championship last year. Taking a look at some racing results, in NASCAR, Eric Almirola earned his first Cup win of the season for Stortos Racing yesterday by taking the summer race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And Tadej Pogačar won the Tour de France for a second straight year after a mostly ceremonial ride into Paris. The Slovenian rider with UAE Team Emirates successfully defended his huge lead of 5 minutes 20 seconds over second place Jonas Vingegaard. Lastly, tennis player Coco Gauff has tested positive for COVID-19, forcing her out of the Tokyo Olympics. The 17-year-old American is number 25 in the WTA rankings and is coming off a fourth-round appearance at Wimbledon. She was to lead the U.S. tennis team at the Games. I'm Jesse King.